Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I am Dr. Philip McCarthy. Today I'd like to discuss the current recommendations for providing a herpes zoster vaccine to patients with multiple myeloma. In the past, patients with active multiple myeloma were not considered for a live vaccine until they had received definitive therapy, and usually after an auto stem cell transplant, waited 2 years so that they could receive the live varicella vaccine to prevent shingles development, or if they had no anti-varicella protection, to receive the varicella vaccine for chickenpox. Now there is a new anti-varicella vaccine. It's called Shingrix, which is a dead vaccine, and this vaccine can be given to anyone who is post-transplant. There was a study that was just presented at the Tandem Transplant Meetings as a late-breaking abstract, and so we await the publication. But they were able to demonstrate that it was safe and effective, given relatively early, within 100 days after auto transplant. So in our own practice, we're incorporating it early on, before day 180 after auto transplant. If you have a patient who is newly diagnosed and doesn't need therapy right away, it would be a consideration to vaccinate them. And again, this is not part of the standards, but we consider doing this in patients who don't need immediate therapy. For example, they may be smoldering. We do, in our own patient population, obtain antimicrobial titers to see if they have anything missing. We have a large number of patients who will have absent anti-pneumococcal titers or anti-varicella titers, and we'll embark on using the dead vaccines to vaccinate them so that they have better immunity. We do find sometimes that they won't respond until you actually treat them for their myeloma, and then afterwards we will vaccinate them to make sure they have adequate antimicrobial coverage following therapy. Thank you very much for viewing this activity.